James Gilmore was converted in the mid-1800s during his time as a student at Glasgow University, and he soon felt a call to be a missionary to Mongolia. To me, he said, the soul of an Indian seemed as precious as the soul of an Englishman, and the gospel as much for the Chinese as the European. He left for Mongolia February 22, 1870, and arrived in August, where he immediately encountered difficulties. He laboured under extreme deprivation for 4 years without ever seeing a single convert. Gilmore was a practical man who was always trying to help those he was trying to reach. This led him to establish medical clinics and education enterprises. His old professor said of him after news of his tragic death, I have seldom seen a man so entirely possessed by a grand idea, so utterly persuaded that we had a debt to pay to the world, so invincibly sure that Christian faith and life was the one supreme need of these regions beyond our circle of light. He was ablaze from first to last with a passionate desire to set forth Christ in his majesty and mercy. Today, we need more people like James Gilmore. I'm Andrew Corbett. Let's go.